This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, March 26. Well, the cattle market is down following the USDA's cattle on feed report from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Virginia McGathy.
That bearish on feed report on Friday just kind of killed that market a little bit, although the rally has been very good for a long time, and it kind of got carried away a little bit with that hog rally. The cash trade is pretty slight today, as it normally is on Mondays, and with very little interest, we're going to be looking for that to kind of materialize as we move later into the week. The feeders fell, not really as much though, but the placements were up like 102%. That's up 6% from last week. And it's still, the open interest is still very, very large. Wholesale prices were also pretty strong. Seeing the market off kind of seems a little bit strange, but it looks like that we just got overcooked and carried away a little bit on Friday.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.5 at 468 and three quarters. May corn was up 1.5 at 379 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March were up 4.25, ranging from 624 and a quarter to 644 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March were up 6, ranging from 688 and a quarter to 698 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were down $2.15 at 127.67 and a half. March feeder cattle were down 82.5 cents to 142.40. And March Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1505.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.